How about go get me another gift, another box? Move out the way.
Right.
In fact, yeah, you just leave.
No, just watch me.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We got Mac, we got B. Today I am Mr. I don't know shit. All right, go ahead and talk about some shit. All right, first and foremost, how your boys been?
Yeah, straight, man. Feel like a fucking recording. Good, nothing changed. Fucking boring ass life. You know how it is.
Got you. What about you, B? You good?
Oh, yeah, I've been good, man. Just chilling, staying focused on the family, you know.
Got you. Let me see. This week has been a pretty simple week for me. And the wife has been, you know, just navigating life together, doing our thing, and not necessarily moving too far away from the things that we normally do, right? But I was watching the news recently, right? And I saw this story that kind of caught my attention. There was this dude, and I don't know if you know who he is, B, but you hear about that story about that YBC dude kid from Philly?
Hell no.
All right, so this kid, YBC dude, well, no, actually, before we get into that, I go ahead and get into that because I don't want to start off on a somber note. All right, first and foremost, I'm going to show y'all a funny video. And then we're going to go ahead. We're going to get started with the shit. All right. So I don't know if y'all seen this, but I thought this was a good video to go ahead and start with.
Why are you touching me?
Why are you touching me?
Bro.
Back at it. Wait, come on. I'm going to turn off. He's getting a little shit.
So,
where's God? If it's been on the phone, where's he? Who's big? Look, I'm like, here's all the family.
They won't see you.
You're wasting the world. All
right. I'm going to stop it right there because it don't really get no better. Right? I want to ask y'all, watching that video, what y'all think?
I don't know, man. I just seen two old ass getting their ass beat. I mean, I don't know. What was that? What was the backstory?
So they didn't really give a backstory, right? But the thing that I found interesting about that video was if you kind of watch it, because I watched it multiple times now, you can kind of see what I can kind of put piece together, kind of what I think happened, right? Because the way homeboy sat up after he got knocked out, the second dude, the way he was looking at his boy,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was his boy that started the fight. He looked at like, you got me pulled into some bullshit, bro.
They got their ass whooped. They both got their ass beat. Quick as hell.
Shit, the way he looked at him, to me, what I caught from it, when he looked up at his boy, man, he like, God damn, he got knocked out too? You know what I mean? Like, damn, we both fucked up. Because he just lays back down like, shit. Ain't no wins to be had today.
Shout out to the women, though. They stood on business. They tried to attack on you, know, but it could have got worse.
Yeah, so he could have beat their ass, too, though.
Facts. Could have been four motherfuckers laying down instead of two.
Man, that's what I thought was going on.
That's what I'm saying. That's the worst case scenario right there. You in front of your girl, y'all trying to have a good time, and you and your man's get knocked up by one hit.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was like something to do with the chicks and shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's all I was asking what the backstory was. I figure my man don't walk up on some old heads fucking with his chick and shit.
Well, and that probably got a little bit something to do with it too, because that's a younger dude. I don't know. Maybe the way my mind works, I just think about every single scenario and every single thing that could have happened, right? And it could have been, I feel like it had something to do with the women at first, and then the dudes felt the way, and then they felt as if they had to go at homeboy, and then he started mashing one of them, and then he started mashing on the other one.
Hey.
And apparently the dude is a Golden Glove boxer too.
Oh, the dude that dropped him?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It make all the sense in the world. But yeah, they was in Vegas. Well, last time me and the wife went to Vegas, one thing you always gonna see in Vegas, you're gonna see is money just everywhere. Everybody around you. There's a money in the atmosphere, and you can just smell it and you can feel it, right? And it leads me to a conversation that me and the wife was having, and it was about, you know, once you get to a certain level of success, like I'm not just talking about just making $1 million or nothing like that. I'm talking about once you start hitting the hundreds of millions to the $1 billion range, right? Just wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think that there is a selfishness that you need to be successful? Like, do you think that you need to be all like, how would I put it? Like, do you think it's having a lot of money is selfish in a way?
I mean, are you saying like to gain a lot of money, you have to be like selfish?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that way. I mean, I think people will bring you down when you have ideas and shit. So you have to be selfish to become rich. That from what I've noticed, right? I mean, yeah, you can make it with your peoples, but I think you have to be selfish to make it. Me personally,
I was gonna say I don't think it's just selfishness too. So I was watching this interview with Kevin Hart. And I just think the like really successful people think a little bit different, right? So what he was saying was every single time he goes somewhere, like when he does an interview or when he goes into somebody's house, and he automatically judges them off of if they offer him a glass of water or not. And he said he's always going to take the glass of water because, you know, I'm coming to your place. I mean, that's the nice thing to do. That's a good gesture. If you were coming to my house, I would offer you a cup of water. And he was just... I don't know if it's just me. When I know I go places, I have this mentality where I don't really want to put people out of the way, or I don't want to step in people's way whenever they trying to like maneuver out in the world. And then you got other people that think differently. I just wanted to know, like, B, what you think?
So the main question was, you feel you got to be selfish to be successful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel you have to be selfish. Not really selfish, but sometimes you gotta just say fuck everybody. That's, man, I noticed a lot of people that's really wealthy and rich. Like, I'm not saying a lot of them, but I mean, I'm not saying majority of them, but a lot of them is mean as fuck. You know, like these people, they're not really friendly, you know. So no, I agree with that, because if you become too friendly or, you know, too caring about an individual, you may, you know, spend extra money, or, you know, you can do anything. So no, I agree with that for sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
No, because I mean, I can attest to some of this stuff, man. I like to consider myself creative, and I come up with a lot of ideas to make money. You see what I'm saying? And I've always tried to bring my homeboy with me, right? And he always tried to change shit as in what I was doing. It's crazy because we had that conversation last week after the show. You know what I mean? People try to input their ideas onto your vision. You see what I'm saying? And they try to fuck it up. Like, it ain't going to work. They try to, you know. So I think you kind of have to be, because people will influence you and drive your path or your vision into a different direction. Oh, man.
Yeah. I just think about it as, well, first off, any millionaire/billionaire that's doing anything that you see that's charitable, all that stuff can be written off. And I mean, not trying to put no crazy stuff in your head or nothing like that, but my wife and I, we make a little bit of money, right? And one thing that the higher echelon people have always told me is, by the time the tax season come around anyway, that money needs to be spent. So all that money that's sitting in your account, all they're going to do is tax it. You want to spend that money that you have sitting around and put it in other places. And that's why you see people diversifying their money so much and doing those different types of things. Well, my big thing is, I know for a fact there has to be a certain level of selfishness, because I've met a couple billionaires, and the way that they move, it's a little bit different, bro. They don't think about things in the same way that we may think about things. Like, they're not worried about ruffling nobody else's feathers. They're not worried about, you know, people that is in their surrounding area. Because at the end of the day, I have all this money. I run these corporations. I do this. I do that. And I don't necessarily even have to pay attention to what you got going on in your little space and your little air right now. Like, I'm moving past you.
The walk, the shop.
But that's what I'm saying. You mean you have to think different, man. That's why they make that money. You know what I mean? Most people all think the same. You know what I mean? And that's why you don't make that money. It's just like that saying, right? The path less traveled is more rewarding than the popular path or whatever, right? So what they're trying to say is, it's always a reward if you can do it differently, right? So that's what I'm talking about when their mindset, right? They're thinking about life and they're going through life on that path that's less travel. Said a lot to say nothing, basically.
I mean, I feel like, and I've heard richer people say this, and it's gonna sound fucked up, right? But I've heard them say morals is for broke people.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, but me just coming, I'm a Christian, so I don't necessarily feel that way, but I do understand why they say that and why, you know, they believe that morals might just be for poor people.
Morals, like principles slash morals, like morals.
What I mean is, like, being a good person, they don't really give a fuck about if you think that they're a good person or not.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. And so, like, they don't care if you think that they handling their business the way that they need to be handling their business, because they made all this money going their way anyway. And that's the way they feel. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying a few of the ones that I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, though. I mean, and you saying them not having morals, it's kind of like something I've heard as well, right? Because these people don't have morals as well. So they're saying, like, most millionaires, well, billionaires like that, they're essentially the sociopaths, right? So they don't give a fuck about your emotions at all, right? It's just, it's about me and it's about winning, right? And when you do that, you kind of like eliminate, you're not wasting time thinking about somebody else's emotions, just like you're saying, because that's what they do. Like, sociopath, they don't have that empathy, you know what I mean? So they can just push through life, not giving a fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I see. I know exactly what you're saying. Well, Matt, me and you, we were having a conversation pre-pod, right? We were talking about, you know, that conversation that Dr. Umar was having with those guys on that podcast, where they were talking about, well, Dr. Umar don't believe that hip hop has done anything good for the Black community in the past 50 years. And B, I don't know if you heard that conversation, but I kind of want to hear your take on it. Like, do you think that hip-hop and hip-hop culture has done good for Black people as a whole?
Anything good besides bringing music? And shit, man. To be honest with you, all this hip-hop shit is destructive to the children, to the Black community. Because me personally, I grew up on rap music, and I wanted to do everything that was in the song. To be everything that there was. So, I mean, yeah, being younger, it steered me in a different direction, but man, I don't know. I don't know. Hip hop ain't really do nothing for the community besides make music, for real, but I feel like actually, to be honest with you, it fucked a lot of shit up, like violence and shit. Like, you know, every city is different, but they majority the same. So I'm like, I don't know, like, you got all the Chicago's and Phillies, you got all these hoods and shit, all these big rappers coming out of these hoods promote more and more violence. So, but you can't stop the music. Music be good, man. I like good music, you know what I'm saying?
I like the music too. It's catchy. It's the most catchy music in the world. And that's the reason why hip hop is so important. That's why black music and black media is important, because everybody wants to be like us. And believe it or not, they may act as if they don't want to be like us. They may act as if they're better than us. All their music, all of the soul, all of the style, all that comes from us.
Yeah, I mean, so as in what is done for the community, I just think, yes, it's just entertainment, right? Because think about you going through life, going through a party without music or that entertainment. So yes, it does that for us. It leads us to past times, right? Those are the good things. But yes, it could do more, you know what I mean? So that's my take really on, you know, what hip hop has done for the community. That's what it can do more.
Yeah. So the reason why I brought up this topic now, and I think it was a good segue from the other topic, because I think that in a lot of ways, Mac, like we were talking about earlier, I think a lot of rappers, I think they took their money and they ran away from the community for the most part. I'm not saying all of them. I know some of them are in the communities and they're trying to do the right things. And then you have cases like Nipsey Hussle's case, where he was killed in the community that he had grown up in and that he had gotten all this money in. I mean, and there's too many stories that are similar to those stories. Well, my big thing is, well, B, I did kind of want to correct a quick point that I think you made, and I do think that's not necessarily the case, right? So the violence. Violence has been entertainment since the Roman days, back when they were doing, like, they had, you know, gladiators fighting the Colosseum and things of that nature. And that's not just a black thing. I think that's, like, people like to see violence, period. That's why we pay to see UFC fights. That's why we pay to see boxers. Anyway, that's why we just watched the video at the beginning of the damn pod about people getting knocked out. But
The music be the soundtrack to the violence stuff. I'm a shooting nigga today. I'm a rap about it tonight, and it's gonna go platinum tomorrow.
I can't even fight with you there. I mean, a lot.
That's what they doing, man. That's the 2020 shit. 2020. That's that new futuristic shit. That's what they doing. I can name down there 5 out of 10 rappers that it did hit the charts and everything.
Well, no. So, and that kind of brings me to what I was gonna talk about next, right? So there's Philly Kid, YBC Duel, right? He was known for doing stuff like, he was super disrespectful when it came to, you know, beef and like messing around with the ops and whatnot. So he recorded a video of him digging up one of his ops' graves. And a few days later, he was dead, right? And I say that to say this, just for any kids out there listening, you know, this is a cautionary tale. Like, you don't want to be out there doing this stuff just music is preaching to you. I mean, we can, as much as I want to just say it's entertainment, it's not just fucking entertainment. These kids are trying to live this shit. And I feel like he's a product of the music and the things that he was hearing rapped about around him. And a lot of times these kids, they get killed for nothing, man. And I don't think they understand how valuable your life actually is.
See, the new age rap, they ask no other shit because they like get more fans and more viewers and followers off doing disrespectful shit. Now, a lot of crazy shit, spitting on graves, all type of shit. I just seen all kind of shit. But that's what's going on, man. That's the try to tell you, listen, man, it's like this. It's a whole new world out here. Like, you go on there. I know you're familiar with like Chief Keef and all them shit. Like, they started all this shit. Like, it's a whole rap world and shit. But
I'll go back, further than that, bro. It wasn't Chief Keef and them.
It wasn't Chief Keef that started it, but Chief Keef put a whole big light on a lot of this shit. And they just like, you know, like I said, every big city got they whole, but it's all on YouTube if you go on to it. I mean, you can see all this shit. Like, it's there. But what I'm about to say is once the ops get killed, they go up to the top. They go up to the top.
Yeah.
As soon as the op get killed, no matter if he had a name or not, they buzz going up. And that's just how it worked. You familiar with Young and Ace?
Yeah.
You were? So yeah. You know about the Fool Dio and all that?
Yeah.
Same, you know?
That's the sad reality about this. I think for a lot of them, I think that that's what they want I think they want to die, and I think they want their music to be remembered after they go. I think they think that that's tied to their legacy and that's tied to their life, and that's what's going to give their life meaning. But I just want, I need them to understand, bro, it's cool getting older. Right now, I'm in my mid-30s right now, and I can tell you right now, it's cool watching your kids grow up. It's cool being able to see my younger brother, you know, become something. It's cool to be able to go outside and to live life and to not have to worry about, you know, somebody that I might have done something wrong to back in the day. I want to make that shit cool, but I know I'm not going to be able to do that on my own.
Nah, you ain't never going to make that shit cool. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I mean? No, I'm saying, I mean, for the glory, I mean, we all know that's the right thing to do, and that's should be what's cool, right? But that's that path. That's that not the path least traveled again, right? Back to the same shit I'm talking about. I mean, people been doing it for years, right? It's boring, right? That's how they see it. It's no fun in that. It's like a young kid is always going to look at an old head as being in the past. Like whatever you say to them is going to be like, I ain't listening to what he got to say. That shit is outdated. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, I mean, raising the kid is cool, but they're not going to see it like that till they get to that point. You know what I mean?
And they don't think about that, none of that shit. These young motherfuckers, 2000 is enough, man. 2000 babies enough. Better watch out, man.
The crazy thing, I'm trying to figure out when it became cool to not even listen to the OGs that was out there. Or if you do have a young dude that's listening to you as an OG, you at least leading them down the right, you like lead them in the right direction. Cause I feel like a lot of these young dudes ain't got OGs no more, bro. And now I think that's the biggest problem. The OGs is locked up. Well, I think it's a cycle, right? It started off with the crack rap, right? So once hip hop started, it was just, you know, a hippie, you know, that bullshit. And then it progressed.
It all rolled over to reality.
Right? Yeah. So it just became stories about the reality, and then the crack rap started, and then the drill rap started. And now we still in this damn cycle where motherfuckers is dying, and we don't have the older men to lead these younger men down the right path no more.
The reality rap was leading shit, though. They want to see the realness. They want to see the raw. They want to see motherfuckers get killed.
All right. I agree with that. I mean, for the longest, we've been talking shit about people rapping it and not actually doing it. And these dudes are fucking embodying that shit right now. I'm a dual.
Say something.
Huh?
No, I'm listening. My bad, bro. I'm listening.
No, but it leads back to exactly what you were saying, right? These dudes are embodying that shit. And it's just like you're saying, killing a motherfucker today, writing a song tomorrow, right? And the shit's fucking number one the next day. So they're actually fucking doing that shit.
Hey, and up here in Detroit, bro, everybody doing what they rap. they gonna rap it and they gonna do it tonight, like,
right?
Like, man,
yeah, just glad that enough. They don't even need people to snitch on them no more.
Yeah, they snitched on us.
That's why Young Thug and them are buried like that, or they're rapping and shit.
That's what I'm saying. It'll get you in trouble. Oh, but I got another just to kind of lighten the mood a little bit better topic for y'all, all right? So this dude is dropping off FedEx package.
Is this more? Yeah, I thought it was.
Well, I'm so sorry about that.
It's all getting on all the time.
Only been movies.
Visuals.
And me.
What y'all think? Y'all think he should be fighting for that package like that?
Fuck no. I done gave that motherfucker that package. I done just threw it on the steps like, hey man, I made that delivery. Fuck that. I ain't risking my life over somebody's fucking package. Think fucking FedEx is gonna fucking pay for his funeral? And fuck that.
Nah.
That's funny because I used to be a delivery driver guy. So that's real funny, man. But fuck that package, man. I'm a bit tired, man. Listen, man. Fuck that package. I was bad package guy. I was throwing packages real. Fuck that package. I mean, I made sure it was good delivery service, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna get me to the next day. But sometimes, man, when there's animals and shit out there like that, man, fuck that package, man.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I thought was gonna happen. You know what I mean? As soon as I saw it was a delivery, man. You know what I mean? I thought it was gonna be a dog or something coming out.
But I done ran from so many dogs, so many motherfucking, bro, like this reality, like, but so it's crazy because when I was doing it, I was working in like the rich neighborhood. So like most of the neighborhoods had like electric fences. So that was good. But you know, I'm delivering so many different houses. Some of the houses don't got, I mean, they do got electric fences, but I'm delivering. I'm on these people's lawn. I remember one day, man, motherfucker, about four dogs on this lawn. I did not see these dogs. I got the earphones in and I'm getting it in. Many motherfucking dogs chase me, man. I was like, what's that? They're on Friday.
Mr. Willie Joel.
No, I was like, day, nigga.
I did.
Well, fuck the roof.
My roof. Look, you would have never had to work again if one of them dogs was a bitch.
No, I was praying that motherfucker bit me though, man. That's crazy. That's crazy, B.
Hey, man, I respect the company, man, that's out there fighting for them packages, man. He fight for FedEx, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, fuck FedEx, fuck UPS, fuck Amazon. We need them, though, but fuck them, man. They need to pay them people a lot more than what the fuck they paying.
Yeah, I mean, that leads back to, like,
post office, everybody, all this delivery shit, man, they need more money. The industry is crazy, man.
Yeah, I ain't fighting for none of that. It just remind me like of these motherfuckers that be in the gas station when they robbing that motherfucker and they pulling out guns and shit. I'm like, listen, take that shit, man. I'm gonna walk to the bathroom. Y'all do whatever the fuck y'all want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see nothing. Take anything. Fuck that.
I don't lie though. They ain't had no gun. They was both some weak looking, like, them the weakest looking package thieves I ever seen in my life, bro.
That's what I'm saying too. Like, I thought about it like that's some bullshit. Cause he done left this truck, the truck is open. I just ran to the fucking truck and started taking shit out the truck. I mean, I'm a fucking package thieves are those. Fucking, I don't know.
I thought about that one day too. I thought about in the truck. Let gang come through and clear that bitch out. I ain't doing like that.
Oh shit.
I mean, I know it happened all the time. I know you ain't the only person that had that thought.
Hell no.
Shit, I'll up, man. I ain't need a team to do it. I did it myself. Sorry. Nah.
I'm going to bleep that up.
Yeah, bleep that out, man. I need to hear all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I will let you incriminate yourself.
MacBook Pro. Go.
They can't prosecute me, man. I was through the third party.
Hey, so yeah, I think a good conversation to have, right, is just growing up, what do y'all think is the thing that kept you out of jail? Like, what is it that you seen out there where you was like, man, ain't no way in hell I'm going there.
Going to jail?
Jail itself?
Hell yeah, shit. I went to jail early. I was just talking to one of my homies earlier about that. I went to jail like, I don't fucking know, 14, 13. I don't fucking know. About 14, bro. Hell no, I never got it together. That's not where I wanted to be at. So I'm like, shit, I can't be in here when I get out. But shit, I kept going back, but you know, it wasn't for a long time, but I finally got it together all the way. You know, I finally hit me together all the way to like, don't be doing no dumb shit. Shit, it ain't work.
What about you, man? What made you change it?
I mean, I had a kid at an early age, so that was it for me. But prior to that, man, I did a lot of shit. When I look back in retrospect, just like they say, it's, you know, hindsight is 20/20. Man, I did so much shit that could have got me locked up, man. So much shit. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's my kid. I think that's what changed. I mean, after that, you know what I mean? Now I left Philly. You know what I mean? That kid, I had to get the fuck up out of there.
I think for me, the biggest thing was probably just when you have people showing you that there's other ways to get money and to live life out here. I think to me, that was the biggest thing. And that was life changing. And I know I talk about it all the time, but just being able to have a mentor in your life to lead you down the right path and say, hey, that shit that they over there doing is stupid. Now, I think in a lot of ways, that's what a lot of these younger kids need. Like, because once you get behind the four walls, can't nobody help you.
Yeah. I mean, and that mentor got to be fucking active too, though. I mean, like, if you're just telling me not to do something and that's it, you know what I mean? You gotta have your shit together too. Because I'm looking back at it, like, when I was a young kid, man, I'm not listening to nobody that ain't got shit or is doing shit. You see what I'm saying? So you got to have like a plan, like you're actually doing something. You're not just, you know, hey man, don't be doing that shit. That shit's stupid. You know what I mean? But you over here fucking delivering packages and shit at UPS.
No, honestly, I can honestly say I'm grateful that I had my uncles coming up, because my uncles always moved. Like, they didn't move, and like, they weren't doing nothing illegal, and they was just, you know, living their life. They own houses, and, you know, they out the way. And for me, it was good to kind of see, you know, the fact that these are dudes that are out here, they move in a certain way, and they're not involved in all this bullshit that's all around here. I think for me, that was the biggest, like, eye-opening thing for me is just, I know I don't have to go to jail because I know they didn't have to go to jail, and you can just kind of see it that way.
I mean, I'm piggybacking what you just said, man. We do need those positive male role models. I'm talking about the males in itself. You're going to need those positive male role models because, I mean, males are trying to be like somebody, just like us, like I was saying. I did a lot of stupid shit. So what I'm trying to get at is I used to know this dude that I used to look up to, but all he did was negative shit, right? So I always just wanted to be like dude. You know what I mean? So we just need, I mean, say all that to say, man, you just need a positive male role models for male. Just like that saying goes, for the longest, I was like, man, females can grow males. You see what I'm saying? And then when you start hearing that rhetoric over and over, obviously that's all that's on online now. You know, where's the male at? Where's the dad? You know what I mean? So I think you actually do need it. You know what I mean?
Nah, I learned a long time ago. Once you get to a certain age as a young boy, there's nothing like your mama ain't gonna be able to rein, like reel you in the way that she need to. Sadly, I think once you get to a certain age, I think you get to a point where you start becoming like big headed and you just kind of sitting there and you like, hey, you can't tell me nothing because you can't beat me. Like, end of the day, if you can't beat me, then I ain't gonna listen to what you got to say. Sadly, I think that's the reality of it. It's just, I do think you need a man that's there that is a little bit bigger than you in order to, or they don't even have to be bigger than you, but you know what I mean. Like, they have to be.
I know.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Like, because it's just like what you said, because that's the same mindset I used to have with even my dad, right? Because my dad was little, the little dude. So after I got to a certain size, I was like, man, I'll beat his ass. There's nothing he can tell me. You see what I'm saying? So I know what you're trying to get at, right? You got to have that presence as well. You know what I mean? Like, if needs be, motherfucker, I'll beat your ass too. But I got you.
Let me see. How, for y'all, how important is y'all birthdays these days? You about to highball?
Nah. My birthday ain't shit, though.
That's true.
My birthday ain't hitting no shit no more, man. I used to celebrate it a lot, man. But like, as long as I hit 30, man, And I used to go out a lot, man. Just go out, buy outfits and go out of town, buy shit and buy this and buy that. Just another day, man, to be honest with you. Man, it's good to celebrate, you know, here. You know, want to do something big for your birthday. I feel like this, if you have it already done a lot or do with it, do what you want, man. It's your birthday, so long. So I have to.
How important is your birthday to you, man?
Well, Man, to be honest, leading down a fucked up path. I've never had shit, never had a party, never had shit for my birthday. So my birthday just always been like another fucking day. And I've always felt like I was so short. Like I never even traveled or, you know, went and got suits or clothing and shit and like partied. My shit was just fucking always dry, man. So I feel jaded to some extent when you talk about parties and shit like that. You know what I mean? Never really had an experience of it.
All right. So both of y'all have been in long-term relationships, right? So my question to y'all is, how important do y'all think women find birthday parties? Like, have you gone all out for your girl?
Hey, I mean, go ahead.
Nah, you got it, brother. I'm glad you handled that, my guy.
I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna keep it simple, man. I know it's super important to them, right? I mean, I've learned that again late in my life. I just was like, hey, it's another day because I'm projecting myself. But yeah, I mean, if you're really trying to stay in a relationship, that's an advice for me. You know, your chick have a birthday, make her feel special that day. You know what I mean? She has to be all the way special. So I just know that from my experience as in being in relationship, because I've been in several arguments because I ain't do shit. You know, I get a little gift here, but it's like, damn, that's it. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's it.
It's funny as hell, man. But hey, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Every woman is different, but some women take their birthday very serious. So it's really mandatory that you do and need. Yeah, you better do what she tell you, ass. Or, you know, just go all out for them. You know, like, man, I'm learning females every day, bro. And like, you down there gotta like do new shit every other day for them and, you know, be there for them a different way. And, you know, try to pamper them a different way. Like, it's just, sometimes I can't figure it out, man. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm not even trying to figure it out no more. But birthdays is mandatory. How I feel about it, I feel like just do it. Just do something.
No.
Even if you can't do much, just do something.
I always kind of just laugh at this conversation because, yeah, it always made me laugh because I know me and Alice, we've been together for a little while. So I know she make a big deal about birthdays and whatnot. So I don't know, but it just always annoys me because it's like, it's just another day. Her last birthday, I actually did a whole lot of stepping out of my comfort zone type shit. So we threw a party. I ended up putting the entire party together. We did a game night. I was pretty much the host of the game night. Everybody had a good time. And then my birthday rolls around, right? And I always think, I don't want nothing for my birthday. And I don't. I don't really want anything for my birthday. But it just be like, all right, well, I'm not expecting nothing, but, you know, if you were to do something, it would be nice. But she always buys me a cake. The kids sing me happy birthday. To me, that's plenty, right? But I seen this post the other day where this girl was like, well, I just feel like me. Well, she was recording a video, and she was like, I only got so much money for my boyfriend's birthday and whatnot. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get my nails done, my hair done, because me looking good is a birthday present for him. And I just looked at that video. I was like, boy, these men be taking bare minimum from these motherfucking women, boy.
She went and got dolled up for him. Yeah, fuck that.
That's his birthday present to her. They think they presents. They think their bodies and shit is a present to us. We don't listen, man. I'm beyond that point. I don't care about this shit. I don't care about no present either. It's something I really wanted. I go get it myself. I'm tripping up.
However, comma, don't start saying, oh, like, don't start saying your box is a present. I don't.
It's not present.
Hell no, that shit was present yesterday. Fucking a week ago.
Because I guess we both got a present on this deal. If that's the case.
Hey, keep it a bean, bro. Like, enough niggas had this present. I own this.
What?
Right.
I said, other things and his president. Get the fuck
you re-gifting this shit.
Yeah. I want the same shit every year. If you don't get the fuck on.
Same gift, new fucking rapper. Get that shit out of here.
How about go give me another gift, another box? Move out the way.
Right.
In fact, yeah, you just leave.
Nah, just watch.
Go order me another box. That's what you do.
Yeah. Order me a box and you just watch.
Man, he would be wild.
Shit.
I think we're coming up on about 40 minutes. I think that's going to be good for this episode. But I just want to ask y'all boys, what y'all got to say to people?
Stay focused, man. Stay focused. Stay prayed up. Keep God first. And get your girl something for her birthday, man. Only if she, ain't your girl, don't buy her name for her birthday. Because that ain't your girl.
That's a lot of advice. Because a lot of motherfuckers paying for a woman that they think is theirs and ain't theirs for real, for real.
She never was theirs at the beginning.
Right. Say reality, right? What you got, Mac?
Hey, man, I mean, I ain't got shit, man. Just like B said, man. Have a vision, right? Have a vision and pursue it to the best of your ability. Be selfish, motherfucker, or else your ass is going to be broke. All right? That's all I got.
First and foremost, I want to thank God for allowing this podcast to happen today. All right? I feel like it in a lot of ways. We are gaining a lot of positive traction. I want to say thank you to you guys because y'all showed up and showed out like you always do. I want to say thank you to anybody that's listening. All right, even if it's just one listener, I'm grateful. I know these guys are grateful as well. And lastly, ladies, buy that man a gift. It's been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. Yeah, peace.